call this meeting to order. The first thing on the agenda, if I remember correctly, is attendance, correct? So I'm going to turn it over. The question of the day is, what are your plans for spring break? And please keep them appropriate for this body.
I'm going home to Iowa for a few days and then over here to Senator Nicholson's house.
Sorry about that.
I am too.
Gustafson, you know, I'm gonna stay home and write my thesis. Rasmussen?
Just chilling home.
Peterson? Going to Colorado. Franklin?
Making good choices.
Gladys?
Just going home.
Kenny?
Going back to Kansas City to study for my GRE in April.
Not staying in a Southwest hostel.
Staying with a friend.
Yeah.
Habitat.
Hey.
Panama City Beach, Florida.
Sing.
I'll be in Rochester, probably volunteering.
Mayhem.
Classroom observations and the Minnesota Zoo.
Correct.
Going to a bachelor party, not mine.
Wagner.
Going to Fort Myers with Senator Rex.
Johnson.
Going to be in Arizona for a few days. So.
Brand.
Taking a great trip up to Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Church.
Vegas with family to see Elton John.
I have no plans yet, so we'll see.
I'm road tripping to the south of Iowa to visit Justin Feithman.
I'm
going to see Walk the Moon on Saturday, and then I'm also just going on a road trip with a friend. We don't know where we're going.
My partner and I are going to travel through South Dakota doing all of the kitschy South Dakota things there are to do. Then drop down to Colorado and do some camping in the Rockies.
Apartment hunting, Walk the Moon, Andrew Jackson Jihad, OK Go, Harmar Superstar, and the Wild Game. And Duluth. It's going to be a good break.
Is that a band? Or?
Yeah, that's one band. That entire game is one band. I've never heard of one. Really good.
You do?
Oh, great. Spring break plans.
Oh, to be in Southwest, don't.
Yeah.
I'm
going to Hawaii with my family.
Mickelson?
Staying at my house for a little bit, then we're going up to McMaven.
Swenson?
I'm going to Winona, Moorhead, and U of M to visit friends.
Briggs?
Going to Fort Myers with Senator Wagner.
Johnson.
Did I miss
anyone?
Senator Skeeter, you walked in late.
Yeah.
Spring break plans.
Going home to Chicago.
Chief Administrative Director.
I'm making a 35-hour drive to Portland
this
week.
Which one? Oregon or Maine?
Oh.
Okay. All right, Jonas cannot be with us tonight. And with that, we'll move on to the approval minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes from March 16th?
None of us.
Yeah.
You are now.
Okay. I'm just gonna go hang back at home with some buds. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My apologies on that.
Oh,
any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies, discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor approving the minutes from March 16th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The minutes are approved. With that, we'll move on to community comment. Is there anyone here from the community who wishes to comment? Any comment? Comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to the finance process. And with that, I will turn over to the finance team. In 1 second.
I'm the president of Eta Sigma Phi. We're a National Classics Honor Society. We put on this event every spring. It's an annual event. Like we said, we did a similar one in the fall. It's a great educational opportunity for people involved in classics and those who aren't. It's a part of the classical world that doesn't usually get a lot of coverage in classes, just because there's social life. We run out of time for that sort of stuff. So it's fun. Educational. It's a good opportunity for students to meet professors too in a casual environment. So, So we put this on last. We put a Roman banquet on in the fall too, and it was a huge success. It was like record breaking numbers. We had like everyone from Eta Sigma Phi was there, and we had like 40 students too. Like I didn't know it all, so it was really cool. So it was a good way for a lot of them to get involved, and it was a lot of like first times that they've met a lot of the professors. So that was fun. And like you said, we're fundraising for. A lot of the budget too, so.
Awesome, thank you. And with that, I'll now open the floor for discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion? Senator Heck.
Amy, I was just curious, how many professors do you guys usually have?
We have five.
Five, thank you.
Five? Yeah.
Further discussion on the budget? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget as recommended by Finance Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The budget is approved. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, and with that, we'll now be moving into old business. Fair warning, I'm not at 100%, so if I talk in a circle at some point, I apologize for that. So with that, we're going to move over to committee updates and start with public relations. And take your professor's launch campaign.
Sure. Okay, so, Sam and I have been, Chair Panzer, and I have been working on the PR for this. And so the posters and table tents will be going out tomorrow for it. So it'll begin the day we get back from spring break, which is April 8th, I believe. And it'll be going until May 8th. So it's a full month that students will have access to take your professor to lunch program. What they're going to do is they're going to go down to the CIO desk, and it's just like getting a ticket for any other event on campus. You essentially just like give them your ID, your name,
And then they'll check your name off of a list that I'm assuming they'll have in like some sort of like database. So same way it goes for like getting tickets to apply, whatever, they know what they're doing. And so that's where we'll get, that's where they'll get their ticket, and so that ticket will be a voucher for them, for both them and the professor, to take them to the buffet where they'll get checked off and whatnot. So that's kind of how that will work. And so, like I said, the PR will be going out for that tomorrow. I did order some extra posters. And so if you're wanting to and willing and able to hang them on your door just to get some extra PR in the dorms or wherever else, then that would be awesome. You guys would hang them there. And then just talk to your constituents about it. Let them know what's going on. The Facebook event will also be going up tomorrow or Wednesday after the posters can go up. So it's just kind of one big, like, take your professor to lunch day. Week, month, whatever. And we're calling it, it's just take your professor to lunch, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So that'll all be happening. But then the other, I guess, caveat to that is that it's more than take your professor, you can take your favorite work advisor, you can take faculty, staff, like any sort of employee of the Savis, I would say, is kind of who's invited. You know, we don't want to limit students by any means. And then the other thing is, too, that we ask that Senate actually doesn't take advantage of this opportunity, just because, like, X, Y, and Z reasons, but it's kind of like we're buying ourselves lunch, but then it's also just like this is a pilot program right now, and we want to get, real data, you know, because, like, it'd be so great if we all went and did it, but then that would kind of skew the amount of students that participate. Does that make sense? Is that okay? Okay. Great. So, yeah, just kind of be talking it up. Tell your friends, tell your constituents. It's a great opportunity, and so, yeah. Are there any questions? So it's going from right when we get back from spring break until May 8th, and then can they, like, pre-get their tickets?
Tickets are available at the beginning of April 7th.
Beginning of April 7th. Okay.
As long as the day it starts.
Okay, so April starts April 7th. Okay, yep.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Any questions? Questions? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item.
I have one
other thing. Go for it.
Okay, so as much as I double-checked everyone's spelling on their names for their t-shirts, a few came back wrong. So if that happened, give them to me and I'm sending them back. So, yep, you can either just put it in my PO, or if you have, like, a key to the Senate office, you can just go and put it in the box in there. Great.
All right. We'll now move on.
Can you send shirts for the POs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just, like, put a note on it. It's like,
and with that, we're going to move on to the email integration. And so I turn it over to Tech Chair Jensen.
Yeah, so if you all recall last week, I brought up the Gossmail integration, moving students from the normal webmail that we have now to a one that's hosted by Google. And there's a lot of advantages to that. I sent out an email that I asked you all to talk to your constituents. I did hear back from some constituents directly and from some of you indirectly. And I'm wondering if anybody else has any questions, concerns, comments that they have or that they heard that I haven't received.
Senator Wagner.
And the question that I got was, when exactly is this happening?
When the timeline is still a little unsure, but they want it to happen this spring. This spring is going to be like an opt-in, so like before the end of the year, so sometime the next month and a half. It's going to be an opt-in only, where at this point they're hoping over the summer they're going to have everyone moved over, regardless if you opted in early or not. So that way they can get admitted students in on that system.
Awesome. Further questions or comments? Oh, sorry. Co-president Simmons.
What has the feedback been thus far? You said that you've received comments, questions, and concerns.
Mostly just comments. People are excited about it, yes. Not a lot of questions.
You?
Yeah.
Senator Swift.
I heard a few responses back from my email there. Most of them were pretty excited about it, but one thing was Someone had all of their emails like sorted into folders,
mm-hmm.
and they're like super organized, and so
mm-hmm.
they were really concerned about that, if that will like transfer over or if it will like, start.
Okay. I can't say for certain on that, but that is something that I can check with that team and get back to you.
Okay.
Thank
and also, with like cell phones, because some people have trouble like setting up the email on the cell phone, like, they have to just like start over with setting it up.
I would assume so, yes, but I would guess it would be much, much easier if I do it through Google than through your services webmail, because that's what they're paid to do. So.
Speaking of that, I work for
yeah.
I work for GTS, so we've kind of talked about this in some of our meetings. They're going to try and get it to where the computer will basically just tell the email where to go, so they shouldn't have to redo the settings. But if that does happen, we'll probably send out an email communicating that. But they're going to try as hard as they possibly can. They're looking into it right now to see if there's a way to tell the server to tell the computer to just accept the settings as they are right now and then just send the email where it's supposed to go. So.
There you go. Senator Vladich.
So how will the... I'll be like address name be structured. Will it still be xdavis.edu?
Mm-hmm. It'll
okay.
be the exact same thing. So you go to Google and you like type in your just how you do now for
mm-hmm.
your Google Drive. You like type in your username and password. It'll end up redirecting you back to your Davis's website. But yeah, and then it's still gonna be the same login.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Hagg.
Quick question about so you know how like in the current email if you like type in the professor's name or somebody's name, like their email pop right up. Will there still be something like that where it's really easily accessible to like
that's
emails?
A great question. Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, I think that there was some talk about porting over contacts
okay.
from one to the other. I can get back to you on that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Further, Senator Mickelson.
Well, I just have another question. Can I go with it? Normally, when you sign up for a Gmail account, it allows you access to a bunch of other kind of like a Gustavus or a Google account in total. Is this kind of like the same idea where you get like YouTube kind of access? And
I think it depends.
Is it just going to be straight email? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, I know it'll be for sure be email and Google Calendar and Google Drive. I'm not sure about YouTube or the other.
Your Gustavus email right now, you are already connected and have an account with Google Docs and all of those things, and your calendar at school is through Google Calendar. So basically what this would do is that each student already basically has a Google account with Google Docs, Google Drive,
okay.
all that, but minus the Gmail part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what this would do would effectively give everybody a full Google account with Gmail.
Yep.
Do you?
Yep, I
do. Further questions or comments? Questions or comments? Alright, seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is with Ethics Committee. So with that, I turn over to Ethics Committee.
Alright, so Ethics Committee is once again bringing forth a new language for an office hours bylaw. If we could possibly get that pulled up, that would be great. The idea behind, we're trying a new system where, for amendments, where we're going to just write in red what's being struck, green is what's being added on, and the black is what is already currently in our bylaws. So this is what each one would read now, so it would read, for example, each hall representative shall conduct office hours in a public location designated by the co-presidents, reported to the administrative director, and publicized to the student body. Our thoughts on this, it is it's very simple in that it can be changed based on the co-presidents and what is needed year by year. So if 1 year co-presidents decide that they want people to table every single week before a Senate meeting, they can do that and they can set that up, and then it would be reported to the administrative director and everyone would participate in office hours that way. Otherwise, there might be a future year where they go back to the system of holding office hours within your dorm building or whatnot. this way it allows for any sort of system that can be set up by the co-presidents. So this is our language for that. Are there any questions about it?
Yeah, so we're going to start with questions, and then we'll move into discussion, right? Just so everyone's aware of the process of this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we are voting to consider it, and then next week we would actually vote to put it into our bylaws or to make the correction to the bylaws. Are we looking for my action? Yes. Okay, awesome. So questions on the amendments. Senator Haggis, I reply.
Question on that process.
Yeah.
So by next week, you're meeting after spring break, right?
Yes, correct.
And is that when spring finance starts?
No.
Okay.
Because we have the Monday off, I believe.
Yeah, well, the Monday.
Yeah.
The first Monday of.
The first Monday we're back. We will, okay, so we would be voting on to consider this. So, and spring finance won't fall on that day?
We're voting to consider tonight.
Yeah.
And we both put through that next meeting, but that's prior to finance beginning.
Okay.
Spring financing starts in May.
Perfect. I just didn't want to load it all up on one night. Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Senator Blatt.
So the co-presidents would pretty much have the power to designate whatever they wanted? Is that, or how does this?
I mean, yes. I'd assume that the co-presidents would do it within reason, and that could become, I mean, even part of whatever platform they run on. It could be based on how they think that office hours could be dealt with. Basically, it would be however the co-presidents would like the Senate body to be available to the student body.
Okay.
Further questions about the proposed changes? Questions? All right, seeing none, we'll enter discussion on these. It can be anything from the wording itself, the idea behind it, and this will conclude in a vote to consider these. And I open up the center to.
I think we should vote to consider this because it's very, very effective just because having the flexibility of the co-presidents deciding every year, you wouldn't have this happen next time, you know. Because maybe office hours used to be effective before, and they're not effective this year, so we had to change the bylaws. But with this, you won't have to change the bylaws again because the co-presidents will use their own discretion to choose what is effective. So I think it's something we should consider. Are you?
Senator Hegg.
I have some concerns with it, not specifically, but just indirect concerns with it. Like, for one, it would be changing office hours every year. So students who are come in as a freshman and office hours are a certain way, the next year they change and maybe don't realize that. Second, like some years, what if a co-president decides, all right, let's not do office hours. Or
do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so with the first concern, the part about publicizing it to the student body would be a major aspect.
I get
of,
that, yeah.
Of
yeah.
It, so it would be something that would be available and told to everyone. I mean, I'm sure senators would be able to tell their constituencies through social media what they're doing, and that would be a good way to communicate. As far as the office hours, it does include conduct office hours in a public location designated by the co-presidents. So you couldn't take away office hours completely because it does exist in this. So it says that it has to be done. It's just the way that they're done would be different. So that would be, like I said, it could either be tabling. It could be having it could be sitting in your dorm room. It could be in the lobby of each building. But it has to happen. It still has to happen. It's just how it happens. And that's based on how the co-presidents would see the accessibility to the student body and how they want it to be done so that all the messages are put across. And that could also go into the fact of, like, while they might have office hours in dorm buildings, they could also add additional office hours for events and then could add tabling or something to that, just so that there is, it creates more flexibility with office hours.
Yeah. I think something definitely needs to be done with office hours and whatnot. I think this is, and I don't like things that are absolutely specific, but I think this is almost too vague. But I'll let the rest of the body discuss. I yield.
Senator Gladich.
To kind of echo a previous speaker, I do find this concerning because I think that senators should be able to decide how they interact with their constituents. And so I find it troubling that we would be putting something in the bylaws where the co-presidents could essentially dictate how a senator interacts with his or her constituents. And, you know, and perhaps I could be convinced, but, and I'd like to hear what other people have to say. I yield.
Senator Wagner.
I would like to present an idea for the body to discuss that rather than being designated by the co-presidents, the senators would vote on a location or time or idea of how it should be run. That way, the senators have the option and the power to kind of control their own hours while working with the body and while still being able to talk with the constituents. So I'd like to hear my fellow senators say on that. Yeah.
Senator Gunnigal.
In response to some previous speakers, it is constructed not too specifically, but also not too vaguely. I feel that it has just the right amount of wording in there to where we can have go-arounds on certain areas, but at the same time it does set a example to follow, almost. And in response to some of the, going to the constituents, in a public location that most students would be going through daily, we'd be the Senate would be more represented, I suppose, and be out there to talk with our constituents. Because honestly, during my office hours, none of my constituents have really ever showed up. But I feel like if we were out there publicly doing this, we'd have a lot more feedback from not only our constituents, but constituents from all over the campus. And I feel like that could be beneficial to the Senate as a whole. And that's just an idea. Hey, yo.
Senator Wicklund.
I think we have really good discussion on this, and I think we should consider it. I think some concerns people brought up, things to consider is that this can be part of the co-president's platform. So, I mean, the student senate body is voting for them and their platform. So I don't think it should be a huge concern that they get to dictate it. And I know people might not feel comfortable allowing them to allocate it, but I think that gives them the opportunity to make sure people are actually hosting office hours. One, our office hours are underutilized, and two, if you look on the website right now, a lot of us don't have office hours listed. So it's making sure that people are actually utilizing them. With that, I yield my time.
Co-President Timmons.
So I just want to bring a little more focus to this conversation in that what the focus should be on is there merit in considering this bylaw? And so we've talked about office hours all year, and I know it's tempting to like get into the details of this proposal. I think when considering a proposed amendment, you're trying to examine, is there a need for an amendment? And I think, I'm not going to speak on behalf of the body, but I think that we've talked about addressing office hours. And so what I would encourage you to do in moving forward is focus on whether or not you think that there needs to be a discussion after a week of changing how we do office hours. I think that's just where I'm going to leave you. I think I have seen and heard a lot of ideas around bylaws, which leads me to believe that we need to address bylaws. And so I don't necessarily think you should be focusing your arguments on how this addresses them. I've heard many valid points, but I would save that for if you believe it is necessary to address office hours at all.
Senator Ciotta.
Yeah, following that, I'd just like to say that this doesn't really, I don't think it really binds anyone, nor does it not like bind them. It kind of leaves it open for interpretation, and I think just like expounds on the process that we already have. Speaking to a previous senator in regards to consideration of coming to like an agreement between the senators on floor. That's kind of like what we have now. The senators do get to choose your own office hours, where they are. So that's not really a new thing. And the reason we brought this up is because that wasn't working. So I'm not against having the body speak for that, but at the same time, that's like kind of like what we're doing now. So in that sense, I wouldn't see the need for this, because I feel like this isn't adequately addressing the office hour problem that we're having. And I don't know what that is, if that's just publicizing it more, or just actively trying to engage with your constituents. But I don't feel that this really changes anything significantly than we already have in place. So I'm in favor of not considering this, because I don't think it's, one, as much of a change as I think we would all like to see, and two, it doesn't really differentiate itself from the actual bylaw that we currently have. And I'll yield at that.
Chair Grocious.
Something I would like to throw out there is the idea of, since previous speaker mentioned holding like accountability to it, is maybe saying like approved by ethics, because then it's ethics, like saying like what the co-presidents have selected as the way to run office hours is appropriate for the student or for the Senate body to do. So then it's kind of adding like that aspect of accountability and like having a different group of people look at it beyond the co-president.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to talk about if you want to.
Do you?
Yeah.
Speaker Thrush? The point of talking to your constituents isn't for the benefit of students, or for the benefit of the Senate, it's also for the benefit of your constituents. And so by putting it to the co-presidents, who are elected by the entire campus as a whole, you're basically allowing the constituents, if they choose, to interrogate the co-presidents, how will you handle office hours? Next year, how will my senator deal with me, and how will they interact with me? And so I think by giving it to the co-presidents, in a sense, we're putting some of that power into the students at large to decide how they want to interact with their senators. And therefore, I think this puts the power where it belongs, in the co-presidents, who in effect represent the entire campus in this room, because that's who elects them. Second thing, question for the parliamentarian. My understanding of Robert's rules is there's some kind of there's a process by which two versions of an amendment can be put up and then voted on. Is that something that's been done in Senate before?
Not to my knowledge. I'd have to look into that a little bit more.
Okay. I mean,
in general, no, but I know I read something about two amendments. I don't know if it would work in this setting, though.
Okay. I yield.
Senator Singh.
So, right now, we're discussing whether we want to consider this or not. So, that means we're talking about if we agree or not on whether we have an issue with office hours, which I think we clearly do because they're not being utilized. So I think, simply put, we need to vote to consider this. And I know.
Senator Hegg.
Well, I think that there's definitely some needs to change how our problem's working, but I disagree with how this is worded, but considering this, we probably should consider this, but although I don't agree with the wording of it, I will vote to consider.
Do you?
Yep, I do.
Senator Wagner.
I'd just like to clarify that we would make amendments to the wording at the meeting following.
Correct.
Thank you. Then I think we should consider this.
You are not. There is 1% for you.
Okay, then I'll yield.
Senator Wickler.
I yield.
All right, further discussion. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on consideration of these changes. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? And it is considered.
Awesome.
And with that, we will enter old business/return/whatever it is. Is there any old business?
Old business. Senator Wagner.
I'd just like to know from our health and housing chair if we have any updates from the two charges last week.
Let's see. We are meeting with Charlie Potts about the vaccine plans tomorrow. I was going to get into the office, and then I contacted the Inland Dining Services, who's directing me to point of contact for Vermont, and I'll be in contact with them.
Good, thank you.
Co-President Simmons. I just wanted to toss this out there. Because we have been so charge-heavy this year, and I think it's been effective, I think we've kept track of all the charges and make sure that they are going places. I just wanted to remind you that if you haven't heard anything or if there's something that you're just like, I'm curious where that is at, old business would be an awesome time to just get a quick little update as just evidence. But if you have something that's further reaching than from last week's meeting, but something that you're like, I remember a discussion about that in October, and I don't really know if I've heard anything about that. I just want to just highlight that if you have any lingering concerns or anything that you have no idea where it's at, we would welcome the opportunity to share where it is. Make sure it doesn't fall through the cracks.
Do
you? Yes. Senator Wagner.
One, I guess, would be we're still under old business.
Correct.
And then I was wondering if our student economic affairs chair could give the body an update on the proposals. I know that you sent them out to the committee, and I was wondering if you could give the body an update because I know that's a hot topic.
Yep. All right. So with our two proposals, the parking proposal and the January term proposal, we are currently figuring out the specifics of where we would like to take the direction for the January term proposal. With the parking proposal, we have our approved version. The committee approved its standard version, and so currently in discussion with the co-presidents about where it's best, where it's most appropriate to take that.
With that, what we're kind of thinking about doing is at the next Senate meeting, bring something forward to Senate. So you should be hearing quickly about that coming to Senate for approval to get sent out to the parties involved. Further old business. Seeing none, we will now enter new business. Is there any new business? Senator Wagner.
So on Thursday at the Senate funded day at the Capitol, one of the things we got to do was go to a networking event with alumni. And I spoke with an alumni graduating in 2009 who was on Senate all 4 years she was here. And something that they did was called the Rockathon. And it was for constituent access and just kind of to supplement office hours. And what they did was they paid the Rock Student Senate and then have like publicized it for 24 hours. We would have at least two members of Senate outside the campus center if anybody wanted to talk to us. And that was just an idea that she said that they really loved, the students liked it because it was out in the open, and they did it in the spring. So I thought it would be a good idea to bring it up to this body and see what other thoughts were on us doing a Rockathon or something very similar to it.
Further new business? New business? If you specifically want discussion on that, you might want to move to open discussion on that.
I would like to move to open discussion on doing a Senate Rockathon.
Is there a second? Second goes to what? We will now enter discussion. Senator Wagner, you saw the floor. Alright, Senator Thrash.
As has been discussed, office hours are underutilized. A lot of us don't have them. I will admit to the body, I don't have office hours because I know people aren't going to use them. So I think, and I've been waiting to see what would come out of the discussion on office hours. So I think your Rockathon would have the potential to do is kind of make up for some lost time. Give our constituents access to us because they might not have had because a lot of us don't have office hours because of everything that's been going on with them. So I'm in favor of this as a way, as I said, to make up lost time and give our constituents access, I yield.
Senator Reckless.
I think this would be super fun. We've been talking about Senate bombing. We'd be awake for like 24 hours. Making up for lost time, as previous speakers said. It would be super fun. We'd get to paint. I yield my time.
Chair Panzer.
I'm just echoing what other previous speakers have said, and also I've heard it's similar. It's positive sentiments for 2009 alumnus who was not on Senate, but really just liked that connection. And it's kind of like a fun campus event that people really valued. So just echoing that it was a popular thing.
And I apologize. Co-president-elect. Further discussion on Rockathon. Further discussion.
So where would the senators be standing, or like are we guarding the rock? Is that the
So what the alumni said was that they painted the rock and you know they didn't guard. They then went in like around the campus center entrance, in that grassy area or wherever, set up lawn chairs, you know, publicize, you know, this is Senate, come talk to us about like whatever you want to talk about. Here and just like close to
the,
like a busy area of campus.
Further discussion.
Do I need to motion now or do I wait till
afterwards? For
two.
Earlier,
no action.
Yeah, so if someone likes to make a charge someone, or just move to here. Yeah, whatever. So, Senator Wagner.
I move to.
You can still do it.
Okay, I'm going to charge the PR chair with planning a Rockathon for Senate to take place sometime tonight.
Is there a second? Second goes quickly. Discussion on the charge. Discussion. Okay, it's me. Is there any way we could change this so it's not just me, but at some point within the ending of this semester?
I was just thinking I saw it.
Okay, someone else has to make that, but I'm just throwing that out there. Senator Wicklund?
Well, first I'll make that charge, so we'll switch this to sometime in April.
Right.
No.
Oh.
You just strike the word May.
Okay. So just at some point in the semester.
Some point.
Before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year.
Okay. I do that as a friendly because I don't think it changes the event in any way. It just changes the timeline. Is there any opposition to making it happen at some point by the end of this academic year? All right, seeing none, it's now at some point by this academic year.
I like the concept of also adding like beach volleyball or snacks or something to it to encourage people to come hang out with us. But that's something for PR committee to think about.
Senator Seattle.
Yeah, I think this is a really good idea, although I think it's almost, like, too late, because, like, we have, what, like, two meetings before spring budgeting process, and during those, nothing really happens other than budgets, so I think this would be a great event for next year, but I don't really see I see the significance of it, I just don't see how this could really benefit this year's Senate right now, seeing as it's already so late in the semester and academic year. Not you.
Senator Hagg.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think PR is kind of important, and it'd be getting Senate's name out. So I think anytime you're getting Senate's name on, and even if you're hearing complaints that can be used towards fostering next year's Senate, mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. So and the PR, so I yield.
Rush.
The only point I want to make is there are at least two people in this room that will be on next year's setup.
Further discussion. Discussion on the charge. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the charge to have PR do a Rockathon or look into it by the end of this academic year. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The charge passes. And I hope we sit in rocking chairs while we do it. So.
Yeah. Rocking chairs while we do it.
All right. With that, we return to new business. And Senator Wagner, you still have the floor?
Those are.
Okay, further new business. business? Seeing none, we will now move to announcements. I'm Sarah Thrash.
First of all, we had a good discussion about Ed at 7:45, so here's to you. Second, with the bylaw that went up today that's being voted on, y'all have 2 or 3 weeks coming up before this gets voted on. So if you have an idea for an amendment to our amendment, for God's sakes, write it down. Have it prepared in writing when you get here so that discussion can move smoothly, I yield.
All right, Chair Grocious.
First things first, decommissioning you need out in the hallway after this. And secondly, the Office for Multicultural Programs and Diversity, which is directed by Pearl Warner Rock, is seeking nominations for students, faculty, and staff / admin about their annual diversity awards. And so if you have interest in that, you can talk to me and I can get your name Pearl.
Okay, tomorrow at 5 p.m. in the President's Dining Room, there is a Peace Studies Award Night happening. There will be a taco bar. I will also be there talking about some money that I got to go do an independent project. Like I said, there's going to be a taco bar, so there will be free food, and you'll get to hear about my super cool project. So, y'all should come support me. Shameless self-plug. I know.
Ombudsperson's.
With the bylaw that was put forth, just remember to take it to your constituents, see what your constituents want, and what would be best, what they think would be best for them. Because that's what this is trying to do, is to make sure that we are voicing the opinions of the constituencies. And other than that, I hope everyone has a wonderful spring break.
My name is Sharon Brandt.
Finance committee, just come up here and talk to us before you leave. Thank you.
Cole, President-elect.
Going off the previous announcer's note, there are also award nominations out for the Magnuson Award, O. Manling Award, St. Angsar Award, Bud Swenson Award, and the Lindell Scholarship for a bunch of different awesome stuff. They're due on Monday, April 13th, so it's coming up rapidly. I was fortunate enough to be part of an organization that was awarded the Magnuson Award last year. It's huge, just really cool evening, kind of a celebrating either individual organization or events accomplishments. So think about a great event in org or an individual and submit your nominations because it's a really cool experience.
Senator Wakeland.
It's snowing and icy. Stay safe. Good luck on your midterms. And I want to see everybody back here at our next Senate meeting, so make good choices over spring break.
Tech Chair Jensen.
Yes, on behalf of fraternity, tomorrow is hosting an event called Deep High Awareness at 8:30 in the Core of Yard Cat. It's an event they held usually once a semester, at least once a year. And the topic that we're bringing up for awareness tomorrow is sexual education and sexual health. And then in between all these great fun facts and things about sexual education, consent, things like that, will be some skits that may or may not apply to sexual health, but will be entertaining. So it should be great. I'd love to see you all there.
Senator Minkin.
Like previous speakers, I want to wish everyone good luck on any midterm test, essay, project, whatever that includes, and to have a safe holiday spring break. Have a safe spring break and have fun with your family or your friends.
Co-President Timmons.
So echoing all the safety concerns, thank you for a fruitful meeting. I want to reiterate that if you have any concerns with the new finance process, please hash them out. Talk to me. I want to make sure that we are best serving student orgs, and I think we're all on the same page. That'll be extremely helpful. I also wanted to say thank you, because I won't have a chance until right when I get back, but because we'll be gone, that we won't have that first week, we're back Monday meeting, that Linus is super excited to go to Chicago and learn a bunch and come back and give you all some pretty awesome performances for the rest of the year and for years to come.
Senator Duke.
Thank you.
Senator Hegg.
Senator Mahan stole the words right out of my mouth.
Senator Whitmore.
I just remembered that we funded the, I think it was Big Partner, Little Partner, the event where they painted the canvases and stuff, and I happened to be studying in the courtyard cap when that happened. And there were a lot of happy children painting, so good job with that and funding it. I yield.
Go, President Goldstein. All I'm saying is rocking and rocking here. after we paint the rock, I mean, yeah, rock candy. Further announcements. Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.